Parshas Lech Lecha is where we're introduced to the beginnings of Klal Yisrael. The Jewish nation was born perhaps not yet as a nation, but its roots, its origin is here. The Ramban makes a point of reminding us that we're not just reading the history of an individual, but that everything that happened to Avraham Avinu was a sign for generations to come. When you take the Parsha as a whole, there are a lot of things that are not especially spectacular. Like the origins of the Jewish nation, the beginning of Avraham Avinu. It begins with a prophecy. He's told to go. Lech Lecha, go! And great things are going to happen. Then we go on reading the story. What happens is famine. He goes elsewhere. He has to find some way of keeping Sarah from being kidnapped, which he was anyway. Then he breaks up with Lot. This is the beginning. Right? This is the beginning. This is the foundation of what we're all about. This is what we stand for. Lech Lecha, go. Go in this famine. Go and survive. Go and, well, what can you do if you cannot peacefully coexist with your family? So let them go one way and you go the other way. But then he does go and save Lot. So that was nice. They split up. There wasn't peace. And yet he was there for him. Then comes the Bris Bein Abasarim, where Hashem tells him of the birth of a nation and tells him about the future of that nation. Strangers in a strange land. 400 years. Okay, and then what happens? The birth of Yishmael. The birth of Yishmael, and Hagar runs away and she comes back. And finally the bris. The mitzvah of the circumcision, which is a covenant between Avraham Avinu and Hashem. If you were writing the Old Testament, really, if you had to write the origins of Judaism, what would you do? See, the beginning of Parshas Vayera is nice. All right, he's feeding these three strangers, and he really goes out of his way, and then there's a prophecy, and he tries to save Sodom, he's arguing with Hashem. That's all very nice. But Parshas Lech Lecha, go, and there's famine, and there's trouble and more trouble. Why is that the beginnings of the Jewish nation? So Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was tested 10 times. And these stories are part of the 10. They're listed among the 10. He's told Lech Lecha, finally comes in this famine. So he runs down to Egypt. He's got to save Sarah. Makes it back to Canaan at that time and can't get along with Lot. You see, one would have thought that there's a nice lesson here, and it's a nice side point. Regardless of what we stand for, you got to prepare. You got to be prepared to deal with all sorts of nuisances, and they get in your way. But ultimately, don't get distracted and get right to the point. But no, it sounds like all of these nuisances, they are the origins of Klal Yisrael. They are the very heart of what it means to be a Jew. Hashem says, lech lecha, go, and there are the nuisances. This is not just one of those things that you have to deal with. This is central to being a Jew. Hashem says, go, leave your family. Go. You're going to have to do without so much. Go. And you pick yourself up and you go. You're putting yourself out. You're following Hashem. And what do you expect? A prize. And what do you get? Nuisances. Lech lecha, go, leave everything and come to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, there's famine. You can't really come now. For now, you're going to have to settle for Egypt. And there it's not going to be too good either. And when you come back, it's not going to be that great either. This is not a side issue. This is central to what it means to be a Jew. Now, there's a lot of excitement in Mesiras Nefesh, in roughing it, in putting up with hardship. But after a while, it wears away at you. And one expects that if you live with Mesiras Nefesh, if you live in a way that you're ready to put up with anything, and you do give up everything, and you go, that the heavens are going to open, there's going to be thunder and lightning, the mountains are going to flatten, your enemies will flee, there'll be prosperity, because you followed. Hashem said, lech lecha, and you went. It seems like what's at the root of being a Jew is that you have to expect that after you hear the call of Lech Lecha and you go, there won't be the thunder and lightning and the heavens won't open. You may have to go to Egypt and it ain't no fun. And when you come back, they won't roll out the red carpet. And this is not a side issue, once again. This is central to what it means to be a Jew. Sounds terribly unexciting. But you know what the answer is. This is this world. This is Olam Hazeh. And what are we here for? We've got one purpose in this world. The purpose is earning eternity. The purpose is bringing ourselves closer and closer to being like Hashem. And ultimately we will realize our accomplishments. Ultimately we will find ourselves close to Him. And we recognize that everything in this world is nothing other than test. Everything we ever run into, all situations we encounter, they are tests. And what are tests? Tests are those things that give us the ability to jump higher. It would be terribly misleading if the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha spoke of Avraham Avinu leaving his family, coming to Israel, coming to what was then Eretz Canaan, fighting with idolatry, going to battle with the idolaters, triumphantly winning over the land, declaring Hashem's kingdom, and living in plenty. The message would be so clear. So clear, so simple, and so simplistic. That's not what it's about. Fanfare is nice. The essence in Judaism is a recognition that every situation you run into is another opportunity, big and small. And that if you've taken a plunge, the work isn't over. And what's ahead is more opportunity. And that opportunity may not necessarily be something great and exciting. Generally speaking, religions sell you a fantasy world. People buy into religion because they're promised some fantasy. In this world, in the world to come, the essence of Judaism is not the spectacular. It's nice to read stories. It's nice to be inspired. But the essence of Judaism is daily living, is dealing with details. It's dealing with shortcomings, whether your own or the people around you. It's dealing with the weather. It's dealing with making a living. And recognizing that every one of those things is another nisayon, it's another test. That's what life is all about. This world is test. This world is opportunity. This world is challenge. That's what it's all about. It sounds terribly unexciting. But it's through these kinds of things that one earns Hashem then opening the heavens and the bris ben ha'tzarim in the covenant. This is the road to greatness. Putting up with the mundane, putting up with the nuisance, putting up with the unexciting. And every bit of it belongs in the Chumash. It's Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav, where every letter and every piece of letter and every missing letter and every little crown on a letter, every one of them means something. And these challenges, these nuisances, every one of them is so essential, so important. It is our lifeline to greatness. Yeah, that is what Avraham Avinu is all about. He hears the call of Lech Lecha. He comes with his Mesiras Nefesh. He's ready. And that's the beginning of it. Yes, you've got to be ready. But Lech Lecha does not just mean face one challenge and then all the blessings, they'll all happen. It's face one challenge and you'll have another one and one unexciting one. And it's tough. That is where it's at. Chazal say that when someone approaches us for conversion, he wants to join the nation. So lots of things we tell them. Yeah, there's Jews are hated. Anti-Semitism, you're ready for that. It's responsibility. And then we start describing the responsibility. And it says you're supposed to tell them mitzvos kalos and mitzvos chamuros. Some of the easy things and some of the more severe things. And the Rishonim ask that you tell him that there are things that the Torah says are punishable by death that we understand. That the Torah teaches us that there are forbidden foods where if you eat them there is karis. And that's wild. There are machalas asuris that are punishable by karis. One can die for eating non-kosher food if it's the right one. Which is wild. We're not talking about idolatry. We're not talking about murder. Eating the wrong thing. That's how severe it is. Okay. That's something you've got to tell a prospective convert. Someone wants to join the nation. He's got to know. This is heavy stuff. Once you become a Jew, you become responsible for everything. And what you eat will not only give you indigestion, but it can cost you your life. That's heavy. Kalis, the easy stuff. What do you got to tell them that for? And they answer, more than any other religion, we have kalis. More than any other religion, we have little stuff. There is no such thing as a situation you will ever, ever, ever encounter that does not have a Torah answer to it. There is no such thing. You could never go and turn your religious side off and say, well, I'm doing something mundane. There are laws covering the washroom, how to build it, how to use it. There are laws, endless laws, covering business, food, of course, conversation. That everything the human being does is covered by halacha. Anything. Shabbos. Can't even move something without thinking. Everything's an issue. Absolutely everything is an issue. You know, to the Orthodox Jew, if you find yourself in the company of those that either aren't or are less, everything is so complicated. Because it doesn't make sense what they're doing. You're going to run into trouble. If you're in the company of people that are not totally observant, certainly if they're not at all observant, what can you do with it? You can't even talk to them without problems. Sit down to dinner, all right, you got your own food. Your stomach starts turning as soon as the conversation begins. Absolutely everything in life has a Torah answer. Uncompromised. We recognize that this world that is so full of detail was created to provide us endless opportunity and endless challenge. You have to master every second of life. You have to learn to deal with every situation that ever comes up. Every one of them. This is what Judaism is all about. Sure, Lech Lecha. But the Lech Lecha is not just going to the promised land. It's Lech Lecha. It's leave that easy world. It's leave the world that's cozy. And come to the world of challenge. Lech Lecha. Leave the home where you're still a kid. Leave the home with her parents that will always see you as a kid and perhaps be there for you as a kid. Leave that home and be a man and deal with famine and deal with problems from outside and from inside. That's what Lech Lecha is. That's what being a Jew is all about. Dealing with everything. The concept of being a sholem, of being complete. We don't see as greatness somebody who is great in one very small area, but cannot deal with anything else. You may want to consult with him with regard to that area. But to a Jew, the goal is shleimus. It's being complete. There's a letter from the Chanan Wasserman. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it. Where he talks about the idea of somebody putting all of his efforts into just one aspect, where he wants to be perfect in one area. Greatness in one area. Excel in one thing. And neglect everything else, because if you really want to excel, then you've got to obsess on that, obviously at the expense of everything else. So he says we find in the list of the blemishes that disqualify an animal and perhaps even a human for service in the Beis HaMikdash, we find something called the sorua. What is that? One of the limbs is totally out of proportion with everything else. So Rav Chanan says that if you take each limb on its own and ask, is this healthy? Sure, it's fine. Examine each limb on its own. Perfectly healthy. What's the problem? The problem is that as a whole, there's a disproportion here. And when that happens, in the larger sense, we call it disease. This person is ailing. This animal is ailing. The essence of Judaism is this all-around person. The essence of Judaism is looking at every situation from the perspective of a Torah Jew, of someone who thinks, and someone who's clear. Every situation, big or small. The spectacular is no more important than the mundane. There is nothing mundane in Judaism. There is nothing mundane. You walk out of the washroom and you say one of the most meaningful brachas we've got in that whole list. Nothing is mundane. All of life is sublime. All of life is higher. It's deeper. And everything is there for the sake of our learning to deal with it. Deal with it as a Torah Jew. We have no two lives. We don't have the freedom of going back. Lech Lecha, and that's it. That's it. That world is gone. You can't take a vacation. What we call a vacation has to be within the framework of Judaism. It's just another kind of challenge. You got to learn to swim like a Jew. You got to learn to relax as a Jew. You got to learn to deal with different environments as a Jew. This is what it's all about. It's not that voice from heaven that comes and predicts a whole new life. And from that point on, it's just downhill. It's simple. It's easy. It's exciting. It's work and hard work. But you got to remember that it's Torah Shebichtav. It's rich. Every piece of it is rich. Every part of it. Every letter and every crown on a letter. It provides you with a wealth of eternity. A wealth of challenge and a wealth of eternity. Because they're directly related. We all want to grow and we want to learn and we want to become great. You cannot concentrate on one little thing. Everything is a challenge. And every challenge is your God-given mitzvah. Every challenge is your road to coming closer to Hashem. Deal with it all. Whether it's dealing with family, dealing with neighbors, dealing with insects, dealing with the weather, everything. There's a Torah answer to everything. It's wise living. It's living with absolute truth. And face it, Hashem is only sublime. There's nothing mundane about Him. And if He is the root of all existence, how could anything exist? How could anything exist and be mundane? The difference between Kodesh and Chol is a matter of perception. It's a matter of kavana. You can deal with the same situation and it's holy or mundane. It all depends on how you deal with it. We elevate everything. And this is not a matter of dreaming. And what we're really doing when we elevate everything is tuning into what it really is. Everything in life, without exception. Everything. Dealing with a dorm, dealing with marriage, dealing with setting up a home, dealing with maintaining a home, dealing with survival in a dorm. It's all holy. And it's all part of the process. And of course, dealing with learning and every aspect of learning. The mundane parts in learning. A technical skill is not mundane. Because nothing's mundane. Certainly when you're dealing with learning. And a depth of understanding is when the heavens open. And we need that as a reminder and a booster here and there. And you work hard, and I guarantee you, at first it'll be sporadic. The heavens will open here, and the heavens will open there, until you find yourselves with a direct line. One day it's going to be sugya after sugya, every sefer you open. One day. You'll feel that you're reading, learning, understanding, and connecting with the Word of Hashem. But you'll only get there if you recognize that the road is not a mundane road that happens to lead to heaven. It's heaven every step of the way, because that's what a Jew is all about. Lech lecha from that mundane world. Lech lecha from a world that sees religious and other life as two different things. Welcome to a world where everything is holy. To a world where every chore and every challenge and every difficulty and every bit of enjoyment, it is all holy and has to be dealt with as such. That's a Jew. And that's what makes us different from everybody else. There are many religious people in the world. But to us, everything is religion. Everything is holy. Everything is meaningful. Everything is just that road to perfection. And you got to deal with it on all sides, all fronts. We're B'nai Avraham. We're not starting from scratch. It's in the genes. When you start on it, when you push yourself, it's familiar territory. We've all been there before. It's been a long history.